The National Treasury has made public a dashboard of all COVID-19 expenditure reported to it by national, provincial and local government departments last year. David Mainier's department here in the Western Cape has been doing that for many, many months now. The data is apparently inconsistent in some parts, but it has made it possible to understand how much each government department spent, what it spent the money on, and have a look at the suppliers who got the tenders. Corruption Watch has been looking at how much was spent by SAPS. Kavisha Pillay, head of campaigns at Corruption Watch, joins us now. What is your trawling reveal, Kavisha? Good afternoon.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. So our reveal, which is not necessarily a surprise, is that there was gross inflation of prices, a lot of fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and potentially corruption in terms of a number of sort of services, items that the SAP had procured.
Can we talk a little more first about the gross inflation of prices? What kind of quantums are we talking about?
So one of the biggest ones that we saw at SAPS is that they had procured 90,000 25-liter units of sanitizer and disinfectants from a company called Red Roses Africa. And essentially, Red Roses Africa charged the SAP over 5,000 rand per 25-liter unit. And, you know, engaging with cleaning industry experts, they're telling us that Red Roses Africa essentially made a profit of about, you know, 600%, as each of these 25 liter units of sanitizer and disinfectant usually cost in the range of 500 to 750 rand, but they had then charged the SAPs over 5,000 rand in terms of, per 25 liter unit. So they essentially made a profit of about 437 million rand, which is just completely outrageous. Then when you're looking at...
Continue.
When you're looking at other types of PPE, such as masks and gloves, the SAPS, for some reason, procured 43 million masks, which is perhaps enough to give one mask to about 72% of our population. And some suppliers charged 9 rand 50 for a mask, whereas other suppliers charged 155 rand for one mask. And similarly with gloves, you know, some suppliers charged the SAPS 1 rand for a pair of non-surgical gloves that they, you know, usually use in examination rooms, whereas other suppliers charge in the range of 350 rand for just one pair of non-sterile gloves. So there's a lot of a gross inflation of prices here, and I guess an abuse of public funds during a deadly pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about somewhere around 120,000 sworn police officers and civilian personnel in the police. 43 million divided by 120,000 means that's quite a lot of masks per person.
Precisely.
Yeah, Kavisha, when there is a shortage, when there is high demand, prices go up. That is an expected economic trend. Prices shouldn't go up by this much, even when there is enormous demand and very short supply. At what point does it become potentially prosecutable corruption rather than just really, really, really bad procurement by SAPS?
Well, the Special Investigating Unit, the Hawks, the SARS, as well as the Competition Commission, after a sort of series of exposés by the Daily Maverick on some of these issues, have now said that they're actively looking into it and investigating these matters, because you can definitely assume that there were kickbacks in this, where people were, you know, profiting, you know, people within the SAPS, you know, potentially profiting from this. So there is, you know, from what we understand from law enforcement, that there are active investigations going on right now. And I think, you know, what needs to happen as well is that, you know, these private companies also need to be held accountable for this, for their bad faith tactics during, you know, a pandemic. A lot of them, you find, were, you know, the ones that I've mentioned to you weren't even the sort of worst abuses. And, you know,
they weren't the worst.
No, they weren't the worst.
You've got to be.
So there was another company who charged, if you're looking at a per liter, what companies charged per liter for hand sanitizer, there was a company that charged about 2,300 rand per liter of hand sanitizer.
Which is worse than Red Rose's 5,000 grand for 25 liters by some margin.
So even though these companies didn't get high volumes in terms of the quantity that was procured from the stack, but you can still see that, I mean, it was a huge inflation of prices. You know, even the companies that charged 155 rand for a mask, they didn't get big quantities of orders, but they got enough to sort of, you know, to sit quite pretty for the rest of the year. They made like a 2 million rand on something that would have just cost the staff about 175,000 rand. So these companies also need to be held accountable for their bad faith tactics. The Competition Commission needs to actively investigate them as well. And, you know, we need to also think about what are some of the penalties for these companies in terms of their behavior, because surely they shouldn't be able then to continue, you know, benefiting and doing business with the state when this is what happened during the pandemic.
I guess this is an indicator just, I mean, we're just talking about SAPS, and I suppose we have no reason to suppose that other government departments might not be as bad. I'm sure there are going to be some that are not quite as bad as this, but there'll be others that are as bad, if not worse, which is an indication of how much work the Special Investigating Unit has to do.
Definitely. You know, I think that this trend has occurred across the board. It's a good thing that this Treasury data, you know, as you mentioned, is not perfect, but it does give us a window into what's been going on and what's been spent on, what different departments have been spending on and who's been getting the business. So I think this is going to keep a lot of people, including Corruption Watch and various law enforcement agencies, busy for quite some time to just uncover who's been getting the tenders, you know, who's been getting kickbacks. And I think also, you know, one of the most disturbing things is when you look at the volume that's being procured, we actually have no way of proving that these items were actually delivered.
That those 43 million masks actually reached SAPS. When somebody's done the maths, it's around 350 masks per SAPS member. You know, where are they? Can they provide any proof as to the way they were dispersed and how many are left? What stock? They can't.
And if, you know, they were procuring 90,000 units of 25-liter sanitizer, you know, did this actually get down to police stations? So there's no way of actually doing that audit and finding out, you know, if we actually got a return on our investment here.
What an orgy of corruption this has been. Kavisha Pillay, thank you very, very much indeed. Head of Campaigns at Corruption Watch.